Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, the theme of the week seems to be paring down the North Carolina offense. Coach Kapilovic's talked about it. Larry Fedora's talked about it. Carolina offense struggled mightily against Georgia Tech. Needs to get back on track against Notre Dame on Saturday. So just how do the Tar Heels pare it down?
Well, first of all, Tommy, if you go back the last 2 weeks, North Carolina has had 11 three and outs in 23 offensive possessions. That speaks to a lack of execution. And as Larry Fedora described this week, it's not just one guy that's causing the problems. If it was, you could just sub him out and keep rolling. The problem is that it's coming at different positions at different times. And so you're really kind of stuck. And so from there, what you have to do, as you mentioned, is pare down the offense. Chris Kapilovic told us that they really are looking at about 60% of their total offensive package, which is a significant amount. And so when you do that, you're trying to make things easier for the quarterback. You're trying to make things easier for all these brand new wide receivers that were buried on the depth chart that are now having to play. And what you hope that accomplishes is they have less to think about. They can focus on certain plays, perfect them during week because they only have 20 hours per week with these guys. And so you have very limited amount of time that you can get this work in. The hope being, of course, that the more simple you keep things, the easier it is for these guys to execute, which would then, of course, make that offense work a little bit better.
Tough times for North Carolina's offense. Notre Dame and a tough defense and a strong offense come to Kenyon Stadium on Saturday at 3:30.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.